Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Mo.
And this is Team Get Over It.
We're an all-female team participating in the greatest motoring adventure on the planet, the Mongol Rally.
We'll be driving 10,000 miles across mountains, deserts, and unknown terrain.
And along the way, we hope to spread our feminist and environmental ideals.
Join us here as we share our stories, thoughts, and interviews as we get ready for the Mongol Rally 2021.
Don't you mean 2022?
Shit! Welcome back.
Hi.
Hello.
So we're interrupting the usual flow a little bit because we have other very exciting news to share. Today we're welcoming back Sam.
Yay. Hi.
Who's been on hiatus for a little while. Anyway, Sam, it's great to have you back, buddy. I know you've been really busy lately. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you've been up to?
Yeah. So I feel like it's a little anticlimactic because before recording, I literally just filled in Caitlin and Mo. So they already know. But yeah, so I guess like first off, thank you to Caitlin and Mo for being awesome co-hosts while I was on my little hiatus. And what's that phrase? Like holding up the tent, holding down the fort.
I like holding up the tent. That works too.
Thank you guys for holding up the tent while I was away. Yeah, so I have been up to like a bunch of different things. I mentioned Caitlin and Mo, so they know. So it's not as exciting now that they know, but I've been swimming. I recently got back into swimming, so I joined a swim team near me. So I've been doing that most days. And then just competed in a swim meet where, drum roll, I am a team record holder. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So good. So good. Okay. yeah. And then aside from that, I've been doing my usual work. So still teaching online, still freelancing. And then I've been on the job hunt for like 9-to-5 work.
Oh my
God. It's actually exciting. It'll all be remote, hopefully, fingers crossed. But I'm just sort of ready for, I guess, more stability. I want work that pays my health insurance. That's all I ask. So I've been doing that, prepping for the next round of grad school applications. And then I wonder if I can like show you guys. Okay, I created what I call my writing board, but I think my computer is too tangled in cords and it wouldn't translate to the podcast anyways, but I basically been working on a bunch of writing projects, and so I created like a board on my wall.
Cool.
Yeah, so
that's a great idea actually.
Yeah, it's been helping organize. I've got some stuff for the Get Over It blog, so stay tuned for that. Ooh. And then some other projects as well, so stay Sweet. Tuned for everything.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I went on a road trip. I feel like I'm rambling. I'm sorry. This is like the longest run-on sentence of like, I've been doing this and then this and then this and then this. No, but I went on a road trip with my mom.
Sweet.
Well, it was like my mom and sister. So I drove out with my mom and then my sister drove back, but drove through Grand Canyon, Sedona, Las Vegas, New Mexico. Okay.
New Mexico.
Yes.
That's what she said.
Okay, I told Mo about this already. It's the most fascinating place in the world. There are two Las Vegases.
What the heck? I never knew about this. Well, I mean, I'm not American, but...
Nor did I. So my mom and I were driving. This was like past Grand Canyon. And I think we were like entering New Mexico or already in it. And for like 4 hours, we're seeing these signs for like New Mexico in like 120 miles or New Mexico in like 50 miles. Or sorry, not New Mexico, Las Vegas. And we're like, Las Vegas, that makes no sense. Like Las Vegas is like way down yonder. We're nowhere close to it. We end up getting to the point where it says Las Vegas, next 3 exits. And we're like solidly in New Mexico. And we're like, this is not possible. What is happening? Like space-time continuum has ripped. Like something's gone wrong. And so we pull over and it's this like little, I don't even know how to explain it aside from saying it's like a empty version of Downtown Disney. Like it's very like I guess like old timey. Yeah, it was weird. There was no one there. There's like one random university, which apparently has like a completion rate of like 12%. And I'm convinced it's just a bunch of people that think they're going to school in Las Vegas, Nevada, who end up in Las Vegas, New Mexico. And they're like, wait a second.
It sounds like a lot like money laundering front or something.
Right. They apparently have like a pretty decent football team, according to my grandpa, like in the region. But yeah, it's I don't know what else there is at school.
It's like a ghost town with a university.
But it's like, it's honestly the most interesting place. Like we drove through it and the entire time I was just like, what is this place? And it's like one of those places where there were a few places along the way, like on the road trip where I was like, I kind of want to come back and just like get a hotel room for 3 months and just like live here and figure out who else lives here. Hmm. You know, like why do you live here? What do you do? Explain this place to me. And that was Las Vegas, New Mexico in a nutshell. So that's my little travel tip of the podcast. If you're like, you know, COVID's sort of like things are opening up, I need to travel somewhere, where to go? Las Vegas, New Mexico.
What's an interesting place that I've never thought to go in my entire life? Las Vegas, New Mexico. I hope you're listening, because if you are, we'd really enjoy your sponsorship. Just kidding. Sorry.
Just get a banner of get over yet. Like that will be like all, it's like Las Vegas. They have like a subway, a strange ghost town of a university, and then a banner of get over yet. The one podcast that mentioned it.
Hey, you never know, our podcast might bring them a lot of revenue.
Well,
high hopes. Both kind of high hopes.
I would actually die. I would love that. That'd be so funny. Man.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
So, yeah, that's okay. Been me.
Wow.
But Mo, speaking of road trips, Mo was just on a road trip. I saw her on that road trip. She went all over. So, Mo, do you want to tell us about your road trip? Start to finish. Give us the details. Run down. I'm getting the popcorn ready.
Okay. Popcorn ready? Everybody got the munchies? Okay. Yep. Here we go. It was a lot of freeway driving. The end. No, I'm just kidding.
Podcast over. Catch us next time.
I'm just using. Sorry. Basically, I was kind of like waffling about when I should come out because I wasn't really getting any clear answers from anybody on the West Coast as to like, yeah, I should totally come this weekend. Is it works the best for me or anything like that? So I was just like, I'll just wing it and I'll show up when I show up and we'll, you know, do stuff. And if people are busy, then I'll just entertain myself and move along. So that was kind of like the general gist of it, other than having like, you know, seeing you, stopping at my grandparents, meeting some friends in Washington, and meeting our good friend Caitlin from South Korea. Not the one who's currently in South Korea, but another Caitlin. Which
such a popular name.
It is. Meeting her in Colorado on my way back and then making it home. So like those were like the main points that I was aiming for when I was planning the trip. But beyond that, like everything was just kind of loosey-goosey. We'll make it when we make it. Basically, on day one, I was able to make it through Missouri and most of the way through Oklahoma because I had to drive south because Sam is in the Southern California area. So I had to drive that direction. So I had to go south from Illinois first. So I went through Missouri into Oklahoma and got about halfway through Oklahoma. And because it was the start of the journey, I didn't really want to push myself to like drive as fast as possible or as far as possible in a single day. So I was just like, I'll just, you know, mosey along down the road, see where it takes me. So I pulled over probably around about 6 o'clock. for that first couple of nights. And I just was like, alrighty, where looks good? Because at this point, it's like starting to rain a little bit. And I was like, oh no, okay. Mm-hmm. So I can't camp like I wanted to. So I was like, okay, so we got to look for a hotel. And I'm driving along and I'm like, okay, this exit has a couple of gas stations, no hotel. Okay, moving on to the next one. And I do this for like three or four exits. And I'm just like, where's the nearest freaking hotel? Did I pass them all? Like, what's going on? And finally, there's an exit that has three hotels just off the exit and like two gas stations. And I was like, whew, thank goodness. And it doesn't look like a real sketchy area. So I was like, okay, it looked good enough. And so I pulled off and was like, okay, Google, help me decide who has the cheapest hotel rate in this area with the three of them. So I was able to get a hotel for $30 in Oklahoma, in some bum town in Oklahoma, which was really impressive because by the time I got to Sam.
Well, that's California.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because California hotel fees were easily like a minimum $100. Like if I found that, I was super lucky. Everything else was like $150, $175 a night. And I was like, oh, oof.
Yeah, my hometown. My hometown in Canada in like the summer is like that. Well, actually, in the winter too. Winter, it's like minimum $80. Yeah. Summer is like $150+.
Well, and with COVID, it doesn't really help matters because they're trying to make up the revenue that they didn't have the previous year because people weren't traveling. So it's like you know, got to make up your losses where you can when you can. So, as I was driving through Arizona, there was a major crash on the highway. Oh. And it blocked both lanes of traffic going the way that I was going, which I didn't know. So basically, I got off about 10 miles after that to get gas because it was about lunchtime. So I spent about 20 minutes wandering around the gas station getting snacks and just kind of like stretching my legs a bit after I got gas. Got back on the road, went about 4 to 5 miles up the road past the exit. And ran into full stop traffic. And I was just like, what in the hell? What is going on? And in front of me, there's like, I don't know, there's like a long line of traffic. Like it goes on for at least a couple of miles. And eventually a couple of people in front of me, like 5 or 6 people, were just like, you know what? Screw this. And because there was nothing blocking the median, it was just a big grassy dip before you get over to the other side of the freeway going the opposite direction. So a bunch of us were just like, fuck it. And we drove through the median, turned ourselves around, waited on the side of the road. We're like, and go. And then took off going the opposite direction and merged into traffic and basically got down the road. And I went back down to the exit I'd just gotten off at, got back off on it, cut across and came back down on historic Route 66 because it was running parallel to the freeway that I was on. Yeah.
Cool.
So I got on the historic route and I was taking that for a bit and basically spent another hour working my way through traffic that was being diverted off the freeway because of the accident. Drove past said accident. It was not good. It was real bad. It was a pretty bad scene. And continued to just kind of mosey my way down historic Route 66 because not only was there an accident on the freeway, but they had the next three exits closed for construction. So it's just like, I'll get on at the next exit. Nope. I'll get on at the next exit. Nope. I was like, oh my God. So I spent my time doing a watercolor sketch whenever the traffic came to like a full stop. I was like, okay, clutch out, parking brake on, watercolor set.
Kids, do not try this at home.
Hey,
don't color and drive.
I was at a complete stop every time I decided to color. All right.
That's amazing.
But that was like the highlight from the beginning of the trip. And then, of course, I hung out with Sam and we went and checked out her favorite vegan restaurant, which was fantastic, by the way. Or vegetarian restaurant. Sorry. Ooh, it was nice. So good. Oh, my God. Like, must go again.
Active Culture San Clemente. Please sponsor. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Your food was delicious. I really appreciate it. and then we wandered around the beach area down there as well. And she took me for a hike near her local area, which was very nice and a good way for me to stretch my legs, even though the heat in California was ridiculous. And then after spending a couple of days with Sam, drove up to visit my grandparents. It was a very quick visit. It was more of a, hey, can I use your laundry? Great, thanks. Okay, I'm going to sleep with you. Take a nap. All right, cool. Love you guys. Bye. Mwah. And back on the road I went.
That's what grandparents are for.
I felt kind of bad, but it was also like, it was Thursday night that I arrived, and I had plans to meet friends Saturday in Washington. So I was like, oh, crap. I didn't leave myself any time to, like, visit with the grandparents. So I was like, I got to go. Yeah, and then I was able to do the drive from Dixon, California, which is kind of in the Sacramento area, to Vancouver, Washington in about just under 10 hours, which was also a bit of a haul, but it was very scenic. Got to drive through the mountains in Northern California, which is super nice, until I saw Lake Shasta, and it was just like the water level, man. It was so low. It made me want to cry every time I looked at it. I was like, no, because it was like, it's like 10 to 20 feet between where the water level should be and where it currently was. So I was just like, oof. But anyway, so drove through there, got to see a lot of scenic Pacific Northwest kind of scenery as I got closer and closer to Oregon and Washington, and then pulled over after dealing with Portland, Oregon's traffic, which is just as bad as LA. Anybody who says differently is wrong. Having driven through both places within a couple of days of each other, it's just as bad. And hung out with a friend from university and spent the night with her. And then I went and visited friends in Washington who were also fun. And we caught up, and they all told me, like, the master's programs that they were doing for education, because it's something that I've been considering for a while.
Okay.
But I haven't wanted to go, like, thousands of dollars into debt to get my master's degree. And so I was, like, looking for a cheaper but, you know, really well-known and accredited university to do it through. And they all were like, oh, yeah, you should check out WGU. It's amazing. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll check it out. And so they're all talking
about WGU sponsorship. Thank you.
Hey. Dang it. I started this nonsense. But yeah, so I did that. And I totally feel you, Sam, with the whole, like, I'm just rambling on about what I did. And just, like, feels very boring.
No, but it's not.
Oh, man.
Like, on this side. I know how it feels on that side. But on this side, it feels great.
I'm glad you guys are enjoying yourselves. I hope the podcast listeners are as well. So did that, and then headed east across the mountains in Washington, so I headed across the Cascades. Took me about 2 days, driving-wise, to get to Catlin's from eastern Washington, and fun fact, while I was in Washington, I was super excited because I got to eat Korean food, and not just any kind of Korean food. I got to eat super freaking authentic Korean food, and I was so happy.
Nice. Oh, man. What'd you have? Like samgyeopsal, bulgogi.
So I talked to one of my girlfriends in from university who was telling me about WGU. I talked her into going and getting some samgyeopsal, which was amazing. She's like, I only like bulgogi. Was it bulgogi? Yeah. She's like, I only like bulgogi. And I'm like, okay, whatever. We can get some bulgogi. Like, no big deal.
Right.
And so we're at the restaurant. I'm like, oh, it's all you can eat. Great. And I'm like, and they have bulgogi and they have samgyeopsal. And they have like three different types of samgyeopsal. I was like, yes.
Ooh.
So I was eating that, which was super delicious. Sorry, I got to plug in my computer. But anyways, yeah. So I had samgyeopsal with her the first night. And then the second night I met up with a different friend and we had tteokbokki, but it wasn't just any tteokbokki. It had glass noodles mixed in with it as well, which was actually amazingly delicious. It was so good.
It's interesting.
And kimbap. So I had kimbap and tteokbokki the second night, which was amazing. And then for lunch the day after that, I went and got yukgaejang, which is like my favorite soup in Korea. Because it's like this mountain vegetable mix with beef. And it's like a spicy soup. It's delicious. And so I had that and I was super excited because like in my area, unfortunately, you can't get really authentic Korean food. There are like 4 Korean restaurants and 3 of them are closed.
Oh, that's too bad.
with the coming soon sign on them, but they're closed.
I'm coming just like, back soon, maybe.
Open, please. I will give you my money, so much of my money. Just be open and be good. So I did that, which was amazing, and I love Washington State because of it, and I wish I had taken more pictures as I drove through the Cascades, because my God, they're beautiful. Really, really green, really, really tall peaks. Picturesque kind of like lake into the mountain with the mountain reflecting on the lake kind of views. It was so pretty. But after I crossed over the Cascades, unfortunately, I hit a giant wall of smoke. Because there are a lot of forest fires in eastern Washington, Oregon, and California, a northern California area. And I basically hit all of the smoke from all of that and then spent the rest of the trip driving through it in various degrees of there's a lots of it and then there's a little bit. Depending on how hard the wind was blowing, depending on how much smoke there currently was, like, as I was driving. And then I got to visit our friend Caitlin. Is it Sweeney? It's Sweeney, right? Mm-hmm. I don't use her last name very often, so I was just like, so we went. I'm like, I know it starts with an S, but I'm terrible with names. So I went and visited Caitlin Sweeney and her boyfriend Chris, and they were both super nice, and I missed them dearly, and we had a great time because her boyfriend took me hiking while she was finishing up some work stuff, and the two of us went on a hike on a trail that neither of us knew, because he was like, hey neighbor, what's a hike nearby that's, you know, easy to do? As soon, like, within 20 minutes of me arriving, they're like, hey, let's go do this thing. I'm like, okay. And I already mentioned this to you guys, so a little bit of recap, but yeah, so we went on this hike, and because neither of us knew the trail, like, we looked at the map at the beginning of the hike, and we're like, okay, so you got to go down this way about 2-ish miles, and then we're going to get cut back on this trail, and we're going to come back about another mile and a half or so, and then we'll meet up with another trail that leads back to the parking lot. It's fine. It is about 4 miles. It'd be good. Those 4 miles felt more like 6. One, because I'm way out of shape, and two, because neither of us knew the trail, we weren't really sure how far down the 2 miles really was, and it not knowing makes it seem a lot longer than it actually is. But we made it. Nobody died. Nobody got lost. Nobody got injured. So, you know,
that's
pluses.
That's a successful hike right there. Nobody
died. It's super successful. I have lots of pictures. It was very beautiful. I enjoyed it a lot. And I was just like, good, successful first hike after not hiking for a year and a half because Illinois.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It'd be flat where I live, unfortunately. And day two with them, which was like the second Thursday that I was out, we went rock climbing at their local bouldering gym in Colorado, and it was so much fun. They have these boulders in the gym. Basically, they created like these fake boulder walls that are like you can actually get up on top of them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that was really cool. So I did like 3 of those because I was like, oh, it's really cool to like get on top of the thing, so let's go get on top of the thing
instead of just like jumping off the wall, like you can actually like
Yeah, cool. So it was really cool because they had a bunch of routes on like all 3 sides, and then on the 4th side was like the climb down section. So like you'd basically, depending on like what route you took, you'd climb up and clamber up on top of it, and then you'd scooch along to the edge and then like clamber down on the side where they have the handholds and the footholds set up like a ladder basically. And it was a lot of fun. Like their gym was huge. It was like easily 2 to 3 times the size of the gym we used to go do in Hongdae.
Wow.
It was really big. It was like basically a whole warehouse, and I'm just like, yeah. So that was really fun. And then, like a boss, because I'm super cool, on the last day, which was yesterday, Friday, I was like, let's see how far it is from Caitlin's apartment in Denver, Colorado, to my house in Highland, Illinois. Let's find out. And it was like 12 hours and like 30 something minutes, and I was like, I could do that in a day. Ugh. I'm gonna do it. So like Thursday night, after we get done climbing and we have pizza and we have dinner and we hang out with one of their neighbors for a couple of hours, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go to bed and I'm gonna get up early. And it was so hot in Colorado that I had a hard time sleeping. I was so hot all night long. I was like, God, I'm dying. But I was able to get up early, and I was able to leave on time. So I left there at about 7:30.
Okay, wow.
And they're an hour behind Illinois as well, so keep that in mind. And so I got up there at about 7:30 and drove and made it back to my parents' house, or made it back to my house at like 10:30 the same night. And it was just like, it was a very, very long drive, and there was definitely a couple of points where I pulled over where I was just like, I need to take a walk. because I've been sitting for so long and my muscles are so sore from the hiking and the climbing that I'm like, I gotta stretch. I gotta do something. It's just like, it's killing me. But yeah. So that was my lovely round trip, road trip, making a little circle around the U.S. without actually hitting every single state, but solo road tripping, guys. Yeah. It's lots of fun.
I'm so jealous. I'm like sitting over here and getting like some extreme FOMO, but it sounds really nice. I miss road trips and stuff.
It was the first road trip I'd been on that wasn't like geared towards moving.
Oh yeah.
Cause those are the ones I usually go on where the parents are like, we're moving across country. Get in the car, guys. We're going to pack up all of our stuff and drive it over ourselves. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I did a little road. Well, a couple weeks ago, I rented a car.
In. Ooh.
I know, because I have my Korean driver's license. Ooh.
Fancy girl.
But I haven't used it. Yeah. But anyway, I haven't used it yet. So I finally used it a couple weeks ago. I picked up Esther.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
Yeah. So like one of our old coworkers from one of the kindergartens that we worked at in Korea. So I picked her up at her place and then we went down to Tongyeong. So not like super far, but it's like a 5-hour drive from Seoul.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did that and it was really nice. And then just like a weekend thing. So like we drove down like Saturday and then spent the night Saturday and then came back on Sunday. But it was really fun. And like driving in Korea is not as difficult or nerve-wracking as I thought it was going to be. But geez, the traffic, like you were talking about traffic, holy crap. And sometimes the roads, like the route that the navigation was sending me on to like come back into Seoul, it had this weird like four-way fork kind of thing. Yeah. And it's just, and everybody, like nobody knew how to do it properly, and like the lanes weren't marked very well, and people were, and I mean they were probably doing it on purpose, but like so like I'm in the left lane because I'm going to take the left exit, so that makes sense, but like everyone else is also going this way because that's like the main way to get into town, and people were coming up the right lane, I guess, but people were coming up the inside lane and then just like forcing themselves into it, like to kind of like skip the line. And I was like, you motherfucker. Cause it's like, you know, it's pushing everybody else back. Holy crap. I was getting angry and I was like beeping my horn at people and stuff.
it's all right. I did a butt ton of horn beeping and light flashing.
Here's my burning question for you guys. Cause I know we talked about this a little bit before. Cause I thought the plan was that Mo, when you were going to go visit Sam, you were going to teach her how to drive stick.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Did that happen?
No.
I took very good notes.
It was a brief, here, let me talk you through what I'm doing as I'm doing it. And yeah.
On the freeway.
Trying to deal with traffic and you have Sam give me directions at the same time.
No, okay. I will say, I think I have a relative understanding of the mechanisms that might make driving stick work. Could I go get into a manual car and do it myself? It depends on how much faith you have in me.
Through prayers and the power of believing.
I mean, I think if we gave some offerings to like the car gods, then like there's a solid chance.
For sure.
Well, I'm going to Busan in a couple weeks, so I can go to that temple, the driving temple.
There you go.
And do some.
That would be appreciated.
So like basically what you guys want to do is like get a piece of paper and draw a line, like one line on it with three hash marks in it.
Sure.
And write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and R. And then just practice moving your hand. Be like, okay, I'm pressing on the gas with my right foot. And then, okay, I'm going to put the clutch in and go from first down to second. Okay, gas again. Okay, we're going to put the clutch in. We're going to go up to the center, over, and then up again to third. And just practice doing that for a little while.
You act like I know what these numbers mean.
They're the gears you're in.
Yeah, I know, but like first gear versus third gear, I don't know. I feel like, okay, this is what I foresee is going to happen. Mo knows how to drive stick. She's good. Caitlin, she'll figure it out. I believe in her. Y'all are going to give me the car thinking, Sam knows by now. She's got this. I'm going to be like, ooh, I wonder what gear I should be. Let's just do like 35. 42, 1, 7. And Mo's going to be like, there's no 7.
And we're just going to be listening to the gears go, as she's like trying to put it in there, trying to get it into gear. You're like, you're grinding the gears, man. Just stop.
No, I'm confident once I
like once you get behind the wheel and you have a chance to like practice and like, you know, spend 10 minutes driving around in circles, increasing your gears and decreasing your gears, it gets kind of comfortable. You're fine. You just got to have like a low pressure situation.
Increasing, decreasing. What does this mean?
You go up a gear, increase, and you go down a gear, decrease.
I know, but what does that do to a car? Oh. I don't get
you
it.
You go
it's fine. It's fine. There are YouTube videos
there are.
For this. I'll watch the YouTube.
They might be less stressful than me trying to teach you, because I'm very much a, oh, you know, you put the thingy in the thing. Yeah, like that. Uh-huh. kind of person.
Yeah.
I don't know how kids learned anything from me in South Korea.
Oh my God. I'm like, I'm the worst person to give, especially directions. Like, I remember one time when I was doing my cross Canada road trip with my friend and we were driving in Ottawa, and I had been to Ottawa before, but she hadn't. And so we were planning on going to the art museum there. They have like the National Art Museum. It's very nice. And the art museum, please sponsor us.
any major vehicle sponsored. Company, please sponsor us.
It is sponsor us. Anyway, but we were driving, and then she was asking me where to go, and I was like, just go there. And she was like, but where is it? And I was like, it's down. And those were my directions. Just go. Nice. It's down. And she was getting so frustrated with me. And I was like, I'm sorry. I cannot articulate the directions at this moment.
I can at least like use landmarks, so I'm not that bad. But I'm definitely kind of one of those people who, if I'm sitting in the passenger seat and they're like, should I go right or left? I'll say, go right, and I'll point left. And I want you to go the direction that I'm pointing, not the direction that I verbally say. But like 90% of the time, people don't see my hand gestures because I'm a bit dumb when it comes to like right and left.
We're going to get so lost. We're supposed to be going to Mongolia. We're going to end up in like, I don't know, like
India?
Zimbabwe or something. Yeah, Antarctica.
The penguins are going to be like, how do
you?
Hey,
you know,
get
so long
here?
As they make a pit stop in New Zealand, I'm good.
Nice. But Antarctica sounds like a party. I read an article the other day. Apparently, there's Australian scientists that live there studying stuff, and they homebrew. Yeah, they've been like making their own alcohol and like getting really drunk down there. So yeah. Apparently they've been told to stop that, but I really doubt they will.
I don't think the Aussie culture will allow them to stop that.
Exactly. So we can drive down there and hang out with those guys. They sound like a riot.
Well, I have this cool nifty tool that isn't always lighter, so so long as I put some lighter fluid in here, we'll be good. So always start, and we can always light a fire. We'll never have to worry about, you know, heat or warmth in the desert or anything like that, because fires.
Okay.
I don't think that was an issue or a thing we had to worry about, but I just wanted to mention it because it's a cool thing that I have at my desk.
I just imagined us in like a really hot desert, and then was like, fire.
I'm totally going to do that. And we're going to have to take a video of it and post it to like Instagram or something and be like, okay, we're in this really hot desert, and Mo's over there trying to start a fire. Don't mind her.
And just like hashtag survival.
But like,
we're gonna die.
We'll be fine. I have survival skills, like legit survival skills. I grew up in Alaska. I learned things.
When I went to Jeju a couple years ago, like 2 years ago, I guess. Every time I set up my tent, it was always on like an ant's nest for some reason, and so I'd always wake up like covered in ants.
No. You gotta check the ground before you set your tent up.
One of my nightmares.
Well, one time I got salty because like one time I got to the camping site early, and I actually put my tent in a really nice spot, like under a tree in the shade, and there was no ants. I checked, and it was really nice. And then I left to like go like walk around and like eat something. And when I came back, some motherfucker set up their tent because they wanted the shade too. So they set up their tent like on top of my tent. And I was like, what the fuck, assholes? So anyway, so then I had to move my tent and I shot them, and like they were there while I was moving my tent. And like my tent is just a one person tent. So I literally just picked it up and like boom, moved it a couple feet. They probably didn't realize it was a tent, but they probably also just didn't care. And then they were like looking at me and I was like, you motherfuckers. Oh, so mad.
I just want to like comment that like at one point cut off a sentence, which I'm pretty sure was going to be like, I shot them like a dirty look or something like that, but you cut it off at, I shot them. And I was like,
Caitlin?
Yes, I shot them.
A dirty look.
No, I did. Yes, you're correct. The sentence was, I shot them a dirty look. That I was
gonna say. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Oh man, I was so mad that day. And then after I moved it, then I was on top of an ant nest again, and I was like, no.
I have no luck in this area.
Yeah, I don't know. That was like just the ant times. But it was fun though.
I did get to use my tent.
Good.
I used it on the night in between my friend's house in Eastern Washington and Caitlin's house in Colorado. I used it on that in-between section. And it was actually really, really nice and cooling and refreshing to camp out overnight in the mountains. It was fantastic. The smoke was kind of awful. But anyways, I think that's about it for me. It's been really great catching up with everybody.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I had a great time catching up with you guys too. And to our listeners, if you liked today's episode, stay tuned while we release new episodes each month.
It would also really help us out if you like, comment, subscribe, sign up for, vote, share these episodes on whatever platform you're using.
So check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and visit our website for other content, photos, blog posts, videos, and more. Check out the description of this episode for all relevant links.
And we also have a Patreon now, so become a patron and get access to AMAs, exclusive content, and more. I cannot speak today. That's it. I'm done. Retiring. Okay. All proceeds will be donated to the charities Cool Earth and Center for Reproductive Rights.
Thanks again.
Okay. Bye.
See ya. That's it for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in.
And as always, please support this work by subscribing and donating to our cause at www.teamgetoveryit.com.
Donors get access to specific content like stickers, t-shirts, and postcards from our journey.
You can donate for as little as $5 and the benefits build from there.
Go to our website for more info or find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Team Get Over It.
Thanks for listening and catch us next time on Get Over It.
Credit card. I'm like, quit sending me these. That's how I feel. Getting them.
Oh my god.
I get one good piece of mail and then the rest of it's just junk. And I'm like,
But it's like, it's honestly the most interesting place. Like, we drove through it, and the entire time I was just like, what is this place? And it's like one of those places where there were a few places along the way, like on the road trip, where I was like, I kind of want to come back and just like get a hotel room for 3 months and just like live here and figure out who else lives here. You know? Like, why do you live here? What do you do? Explain this place to me. And that was Las Vegas, New Mexico in a nutshell. So that's my little travel tip of the podcast. I wish we were recording the video so that we could just like use this as like a blooper on our social media. Just when, like,
yes, yeah, I want to do, because like, well, we have that Patreon with zero patrons, but like I want to do record some of the videos to like put as like extra content for the patrons.
Oh yeah, no, that'd be hilarious. Yeah, and they get to watch me have conversations on the side with my family at dinner because it's like dinner time.
Yeah, and like throwing the junk mail over your shoulder, like,
who needs the junk mail? Get out of here.